America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Drew on him quickly, then tried to clear it out. Thompson across. Paterka scores!
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth.
He's the best red zone quarterback maybe of all time because of his legs. Like, here's the great thing. Last year, I thought he should have been the MVP of the league. I really do. All right? This year, he's had 10 fewer turnovers at this time. Mm-hmm. 10 fewer turnovers. The only two interceptions he's had, one, Amari Cooper slips on a slant route, and then this one that should have been caught.
Off Coleman's chest.
Off Coleman's chest was an interception. Those are the only two interceptions he's had the whole time. So to me, is this guy is an absolute beast.
Rex Ryan on Josh Allen there. Sabres win. Bills play the Colts on Sunday from Indianapolis. We go to the Western Hotline. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy.
I teased going to the break that I heard you use a phrase. I don't know if I've heard you say it before about the Josh Allen era Bills. Just listening to your All-22 review, and I believe the phrase you used was about the run game, that it is, quote, beautiful, end quote.
Yeah, you know, I call it like I see it. It's this run scheme, it's really good, and it's the zone rushing that is really blossomed for the Buffalo Bills. You know, last year it was a lot of tackle wrap, and they'd pull Dawkins and Brown and do a lot of gap stuff. They have become a zone rushing offense, and it is going extremely well against the Dolphins. A 78% success rate on zone runs, almost 7 yards per carry. They had the highest zone run success rate of any team last week, and they are in the top three in success rate on zone runs. And it's just really fascinating. I didn't really think this. I always thought to myself that the Bills are more of a gap-oriented run scheme, and I'm wrong about that. Their zone rushing offense is really taking off. James Cook and his ability to run that cutback zone is really good. They set it up, and James Cook does a good job of pressing the line of scrimmage and then working back across the grain to find those creases. And it's a big deal. Like, if you can run the zone run scheme like this, it opens up more for your play action. It opens up more for your quarterback run game. It opens up more from your bootleg stuff. It's been a nice development, and I think it's trended so well throughout the course of the season. And the last 2 weeks of zone rushing offense have been beautiful.
Yeah, it's something like I know you've talked about before. You marry the run and the pass game together. Is that when you say like it opens things up the right way? Is that that this scheme fits what they want to do in the pass game?
Yeah, I think so. In a lot of ways, it should, at least, because when you run those zone run schemes, you're working your offensive line horizontally, right, as opposed to like coming downhill right at you. And so, you know, you're always a little bit nervous about guys getting down the field and. When you're trying to make your pass plays look like your run plays in terms of the blocking surface. And so because that line is moving horizontally, you also get situations where you can move the pocket, and I think it helps you a little bit with, you know, anytime you run play action, you're asking your quarterback to turn his back to the defense. And I think that's all very, very helpful, especially when you want to put that quarterback in motion, the bootleg stuff out of it. It's kind of a staple of, you know, the Shanahan offenses. The Bills are not a Shanahan offense, but conceptually the Shanahan offense marries zone, you know, wide zone, inside zone with their play action game, their heavy play action. And that's kind of how they put defenses in a lot of conflict.
When you talk about Cook and like him seeing those cutback lanes, that the ball carrier vision that he has, is that maybe emerging to you, Joe, as like one of his most impressive traits, is that he is making good decisions rather than just, oh, he's going to run away from a guy or run a guy over?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And here's the thing about James Cook. It's going to sound like I'm going to say bad things about him right now. I'm just telling you how he is. He's not a physical runner, right? 5'11", 190 pounds. He is not a run people over, you know, yards after contact, moving piles. That's not James Cook. What is James Cook? He's a slasher. He's got that ability to get a lot of width in his cuts. He has good vision. And I think whenever you run the ball like the Bills are running it with James Cook as your lead back, it leans into who he is, right? That ability to work laterally, jump cut, work back against the grain, be a slasher, plays into his skill set. I mean, Cook's just never going to be a guy that, all right, let's go, put him behind a fullback, plow through here, get some tough yards. You know, that's just not his game. So I think it leans into the best strengths of who your lead back is.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, the thing I want to know is, and I feel like this might be the question we ask every week, is how does that match up against the Chiefs, the Ravens, right? Like this season, this divisional race, We're living in middle of whatever, early November, and yet we have to kind of always look at everything through the lens of January. What will it mean for them? When you watch the Chiefs, when you watch the Ravens, who, of course, hammered the Bills in that one matchup, are the Bills evolving into a team that you feel match up well with either one of them?
It's tough to say that for sure. I think that the diversity of the run scheme is not a bad thing. That only helps you. And I think when you consider those are big physical fronts, both the Chiefs and the Ravens, and you think about zone rushing is more reliant on angles and timing than it is moving big, huge people out of the way, right? So when you run gap schemes, you're asking your offensive linemen to displace defensive linemen, move them out of the way to create a gap where – with the zone scheme, you're really taking advantage of angles and moving things horizontally and asking your backs to work off of it. So I think in that sense, yes, I think that helps you because you think about, you know, the long arms, the big, you know, big dudes, Travis Jones and Michael Pierce and Chris Jones and Mike Dana and all these players that the Chiefs and the Ravens have.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have up front, I think that helps you displace them because you're not going to get vertical displacement. I think horizontal displacement with good angles probably helps you. I think those games are going to be really game script dependent. I think it's going to be a lot of, you know, can Josh be consistent in the passing game? Can the Bills get pass rush? So, yeah, I think the run scheme does help, but I find myself thinking a little bit more about other factors against the Chiefs and Ravens.
We were talking about the pass game a little bit earlier in terms of the screen game, Joe, and like how Shakir is almost kind of on his own right now when it comes to wide receivers and ADOT and some of those types of numbers. And is it fair to say, maybe it's more than Shakir, I'm sure, but that these are the most successful screen plays and the most successful screen game that the Bills have really had with Josh Allen as their quarterback?
For sure, in terms of wide receiver screens and tight end screens, even Dalton, they get Dalton Kincaid going on some screen stuff as well. Even Keon, a couple times they've had him on some screen plays. So the Bills have a good screen game. It's just not a running back screen game. Right? They almost no production to the running backs of the screen game. So it's interesting to see that the Bills do have a screen game, but it might not be exactly the style that is more traditional. So, but I mean, Shakir and what he's doing after the catch is bananas, right? I mean, like, very low average depth of target, a lot of behind the line of scrimmage targets, and he's at 10 yards after the catch per reception. That's unbelievable. And so it's nice to see that come together, and I think it speaks to some of the athleticism the Bills have with their offensive line. Deion Dawkins getting out in space has been really good for the screen game, in addition to relying on guys like a Mac Hollins and Dawson Knox out in space. So I think they're designing it better, but I mean, give a lot of credit to these guys and their ability to create after the catch. It's really helping this passing offense.
Disappointed at the no addition at the deadline?
Yeah, I think so. I was hopeful for some defensive line help, especially with DeJuan Smoot going down and what he means for their rush package as a guy that can reduce inside and rush on the interior. And you're just wondering, and Greg Rousseau is playing the highest percentage of snaps of his career, 12% higher than ever. AJ Epenesa is like 16% higher than any other season of his career in terms of snaps played. So when you look at Za'Darius Smith and what the Lions gave up, what Preston Smith went for to the Steelers, Baron Browning to the Cardinals, yeah, I wish the Bills would have made any one of those three trades for sure.
Are you thinking at all about Micah Hyde day-to-day as a potential replacement now? I mean, you would think they're going to add a safety. Maybe they just promote someone from the practice squad because they only have three true safeties on the active roster right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mike Edwards no longer in the mix. Cam Lewis, probably your third safety. Cole Bishop, the four. And then you have Lewis Cine and Tareem Jackson on the practice squad. It feels okay to me. I don't find myself panicking about the depth there, but I do think the never-ending question of Micah Hyde and his return is, obviously as hot as it's ever been right now. And it's a fascinating conversation. I follow all the Bills beat reporters. I know you guys do too. And there's a lot of them that are pretty adamant that this is probably going to happen. I think it's interesting. I think Micah Hyde, it's not like you're getting 4 years ago, Micah Hyde, and I don't think he was playing his best football last year. You're worried about the neck and stingers and, is 2023 Micah Hyde better than 2024 DeMar Hamlin? I know there's a leadership component there that matters, but are you losing something in terms of range? Hamlin's kind of playing better every week. It's complicated. I kind of trust the Bills to make the right choice there because I think they've been right about safeties, and McDermott's had an unbelievable career with safeties. But yeah, I understand the question. It just would feel kind of weird to me for this to happen right now, but there's a lot of people that think it's going to, so we got to be open-minded to that.
Early impressions looking ahead to the Colts this Sunday, Joe. It feels like defensively, what's easier to attack, you think? The run defense for the Indy or the pass defense? Because I feel like I hear a lot of concerns about both.
Well, the Colts have a couple of really good defensive tackles in Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner that gives you a lot of concern, but this defense has been pretty generous in giving up yards. What are they, 29th in yards, 12th in scoring? Their pass defense has been pretty bad. They're 26th in yards per attempt against the pass, and they faced like the second least amount of rushing attempts this season. So teams are going after this team through the air. Their corners are very underwhelming, and I think you can really attack them that way. I think they have overall a good front, so I think this is very much a game where I'd be interested in passing the football. I'd be interested in attacking the edges in the run game. And then I think really what it comes down to is your defense. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor is a good back. I don't think he's – over the last 3 years, he hadn't been what he was his first 2 years in the NFL. And I think the Bills match up pretty well with them in terms of their weapons in the passing game. They're bigger physical receivers I think the Bills match up well with. And their offensive line's kind of banged up. Joe Flacco, I don't think you can overlook the Colts at all, especially a road game. But I feel like the Bills match up pretty well. I think the only thing you're really concerned about is slowing down Jonathan Taylor, and I think the last 3 years of his career have kind of said that he's not quite the player he was in year one and year two.
Colts this week, and then, of course, a lot of attention to the opponent after that. We'll chat next week, Joe. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Make it a daily listen. And Locked On NFL Scouting does that with Kyle Krabs as well. And you find them where you find your podcasts. So make it a habit. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. We'll get Paul's Sabres recap coming up top of the hour. I've got trivia for you. I'm going to get that in.
I'm playing around with the playoff machine already.
Yeah? It's not as fun to play with.
You got the other teams.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a preferable life. Mm-hmm. When you're 6-6, the playoff machine is fun.
I would say we were living in the playoff machine basically last year at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
7-2 is like, yeah, whatever. What do we get? What? 99%? And then they give you the 99% with a greater than sign that's not quite 100. Yeah. But anyway.
So I'm not going to lie. When I said I've been playing around with the New York Times playoff machine, I have not opened the Bills page yet.
Yeah, right. You're playing with other teams.
Right now I'm on the Jets page.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.